Hi, this is Dictation for Dominic Terry. D like Detroit, O M I N I Q U E. Dominic. The last name is Terry, T E R R Y 2. Date of birth 2/7/2004. Date of service is 6/11/2024. And date of birth is, date of birth is 2/7/2004. The date of accident is 2/14/2024. The patient is a 20-year-old African-American female who is here for the following chief complaint allegedly occurring after an accident, automobile accident on 2/14/2024. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, inability to turn the neck, real bad lower back pain, and cannot sleep at night. The legs are giving out if she walks too long, and real bad headaches. Also, right arm, the left arm is painful, especially the left shoulder, and numb and tingling. All the fingers weak and unable to lift the arm. The left knee is also quite painful, along with headaches. History of the automobile accident. The patient alleges that she was involved in an accident on February 14, 2024 as follows. She was traveling as a rear seat passenger. The driver was her mother's boyfriend and sister was the front seat passenger, who are doing all okay. The accident happened at 9 or 10 p.m. at night, between 9 and 10. They were traveling in a SUV Jeep and 35 miles an hour. She doesn't know what vehicle hit them and what speed they were going. The accident occurred on Joy Road and Evergreen. Patient report that they were traveling on a Evergreen southbound and the other car went through the red light through the Evergreen and T-boned on the driver's side. The impact caused her left shoulder to hit the window, head and neck sideways. There was no whiplash as such, but there was no trauma to the chest, pelvic and abdomen. The left knee hit into the door. However, there was no fracture or bleeding lacerations. The left arm hit into the door and started being numb. They should report that she was not restrained. The seat belts were not working. There was a loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. History of the presenting illness. History of headache. Patient reports severe headaches. On a scale of 1 to 10, it is 10 constant. And it is sensitive to the noise, but not sensitive to the light. No nausea, vomiting, seizures, aura are reported. The headache is mostly located on the front and the back and severe. It is associated with the following symptoms of TBI: the dizziness, loss of balance, lack of focus, and blurred vision. The patient does not report any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear. There is no history of spots in the vision or loss of vision field or smell or taste problem. No history of any confusion, disorientation. No history of any incontinence of the urine bowel or nausea, vomiting. No history of any loss of memory or forgetfulness. Patient denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic. Patient has no weakness, lightheadedness. She has some numbness and tingling on the left arm. No lethargy, no difficulty walking. Please review the chart for the ADLs and for system review. Allergies, surgical histories, personal history, family history, as well as relationship status. Employment status. She's a caregiver in Quest. Incorporated, not working. Attorney is Bellista. personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke every other day, and does not use recreational drugs. In the history, please mention the type of pain is as follows. It is continuous several times a day, throbbing, shooting, stabbing, cramping, aching, and tiring, exhausting. Severity of the pain is 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, coughing, standing, walking, and improved by sitting only. So far, patient has never had any X-rays, CT scan, MRIs. Patient does report some muscle weakness on the left arm and numbness, tingling, pins and needle involving all the fingers. Most of the numbness, tingling is anteriorly located and not posteriorly constant, leading to weakness of the upper extremity on the left side. And so far, the patient has had no chance to see a doctor, DMEs, no physical therapy, chiropractor or doctor has been seen. Only Henry Ford Hospital, initially he was seen, which gave only headache medicine. No investigations were done. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 128 over 98, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'2", and the weight is 115. Twenty-year-old African-American female of an average built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There's no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia. Hydration is good. Demeanor and attitude is good. Dress and hygiene is normal. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. No anxiety, lethargy. Patients can walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is completely normal till psychiatry, neurological, and in the musculature quadratus lumborum muscle was found in spasm. Other than that, no other muscles are involved, no trigger points. In musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template, and spine tenderness is noticed in bilateral sacroiliac joint. And L5S1. Paravertebral muscle spasm is none. No tenderness, no trigger points, no hypertonicity. The range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine has a limited motion. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 15. In the maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, and Vermeer test is negative. In the myelopathy signs are absent, destruction test is negative, Sotol test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and lump test is negative. Lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. The Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. SI joints are tender. Faber test positive. Gonsalin test positive. Standing flexion test negative. And iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Kindleberg sign is negative. Extremities except for the left shoulder and left upper extremity, rest of the extremities are completely normal. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal. On palpation, there is some tenderness of the rotator cuff area. There is no dislocations. The range of motion is limited to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Muscle strength is 4/5. Hawking candidate test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Speed test, near test are positive. Motor weakness 4/5. Also, the left knee has positive finding. On inspection, there are no scars, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there is a general tenderness of the peripetalar region, but no swelling. It doesn't feel warm or cold, and no crepitation, grinding, or popping noise heard. The range of motion is 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are non-tender. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally negative. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign and Steinman are negative. But the patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 XXT. Z79.891 CNS, G44.329, R51, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, the left shoulder, M25.512, M75.30, M75.110, S43.432D. Left knee M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine M54.250.20.54.12, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, M54.17, F33.5XXA. The plan of care for Dominic Terry 2 comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is provided a order for physical therapy to cover neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulder, and the left knee, left shoulder. To continue, and both sacroiliac joint. Traction massage is ordered. Patient can also see a chiropractor, acupuncture, laser treatment, and infrared treatment has been discussed. Yoga has been discussed. Disability, patient is off work now. Housework replacement and transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided. Non-narcotic medication is naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets. Naproxen is for anti-inflammatory and healing. Aloville 50 milligram at night for Aloville is provided for GAD disorder, sleep and rest. Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day is provided for muscle relaxation, and lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram for topical pain relief. Narcotic medications, patient is provided with Tramadol 50 milligram, 14 tablets for 7 days, PRN. For pain relief, Fericet 50 tablets, 1 or 2 every 6-hour PRN for headaches. Lyrica 50 milligram daily, 30 tablets are provided. For pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, psychiatry referral, fitness club referral are all yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Hospital records have been ordered released. Interventional pain procedure, none are warranted right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations. None are being ordered at this time. Patient is going to continue the physical therapy for a while and go from there. DMEs. The patient is ordered to have a back brace, neck brace, left knee brace, and a tense unit. For further healing, education is yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Personal support, yes.